Story day the Torah of Menachem Liebman.
I'd like to speak about Be'ezus Hashem, whether the brachas, the bracha of before Krishna, Aboich Mamishra Ba'avo, whether it has a din of a birchas ha-mitzvah. Is it like a bracha, like you make a bracha of a mitzvah before you do any mitzvah, you make a shekhi dishonu be'mitzvah mitzvonu, al tiras lulav. This bracha is definitely not, you're not saying a bracha al Krishna, but does it have a din of a birchas ha-mitzvah? So the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Nun Ches, Se'id Vov, Aval pi shezman nimshach ad soif hashor gimel, even though Krishna is only limited to the third hour of the day, im omra shor gimel v'loi kora, kora oisa v'birchaseo kol shor dalet. You can say the birchas Krishna with Krishna an extra hour, shushlish ayoim, you don't have the socha, you don't have the reward of as if you would say Krishna, you've missed Krishna, but you've still got the maila of saying the brachas. If you've missed the fourth hour as well, which is the Zman Tefillah, then you should not say the birchas Krishna. That's what the Machab says. We'll come to that later, if Shalocha Lamaisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even though, why can you say the Birchas Krishna, even though after the Zman of Krishna? Says the Loshon of the Mishnah Berurah, the brachos einam shaychim li Krishna. The brachos are not shaych to Krishna. The aval pi sheniskenu koidim Krishna, even though the Seder Tefillah is you say these brachos before Krishna. Mikol makoim la Birchas Krishna hi. It's not called the bracha in Krishna. Shareinu mevorech asheked isushonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu likrishma. V'harei heim k'mo tefillah, they're like davening, it's like a tefillah. V'lefichach dina k'mo tefillah sashacha, it's got the dina tefillah sashacha, which you've got till shor dalet to say the birchas of Krishna. That's in Simen Nun Ches, Se'ivov. In Simen Samech, Se'iv Beis, then we see even more than that, the Shulchan Aruch Pastens, Kora Krishma B'lei Brocha, is an example, somebody is davening late, perhaps, in the summer, you start davening 9:30, and this one Krishma is already beforehand. So Kora Krishma B'lei Brocha, you say the Krishma without the Brochas, Yotza Yidei Chayvas Krishma, one is Yotza, the mitzvah of Krishma. The choyze v'koyra habrochos v'loy krishma. Mr. Machaber says, you can say the brochas from Baruch onwards without krishma. I've said krishma already. And now I can say the brochas without krishma. Machaber says, v'nirali toiv lachsoy v'likrois krishma im habrochos. It's good to say krishma with the brochas. Why? Because k'dei lamid b'tfila mitech divrei Torah, in order to get that Shemoneh Esrei should be from beforehand learning Torah, that the tefillah you'll get after saying Mitech Divrei Torah, and this Krishna is Nechsheves Ketorah B'Torah. So you see the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm saying the brachas without Krishna. Krishna, I said already earlier on. Now, when I'm davening, Machaber says, I say the brachas without Krishna. So what are these brachas? Be'echach? Yeah, be'echach, they can't be part of. So this is what the Rashba says, so this halacha comes from the Jews of Rashba. So the Rashba says that you see that these brachas are not really birchas Krishna. That's also the Rashba, as we see it written in the birchas Hashvach, the part of the davening. So I can say them without Krishna. Says the Mishnah Berurah very short here. I can say the brachas Krishna without Krishna. Kilo niskenu davka al Krishna. Ve'inem avarach hashem kedishonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu al Krishna. So they're not brachas on Krishna. So just like we learned in the previous Simen Nun Ches, you can say them after the Zman Krishna. So Yedim, you can say them even in the Zman Krishna, without Krishna. Krishna I've said already. And now I'm saying brachas without Krishna, because they're not connected dafka to Krishna. And Beis Yosef in Simen Memvov, Sitaka brings a minig, that the minhag was that as soon as they said karbonis, they said what we say, Hashenu shenachnu mashkim mariv me'er v'baikav erim b'chol yom shema yisrael Hashem elokeinu Hashem achad. They used to say Krishma there. And when it and when it came to davening later on, they used to say Krishma again, even though they've already said it. Yeah. So again, it says that they say, so it doesn't matter. That, well, what are you saying the brachas for? If the brachas on Krishma, I said Krishma early on already. What am I saying now the brachas? So it brings the Beseisav that Hatam Fishenim of Baruch Hashem Kedishonim B'mitzvah Yitzvon HaKrishma. The brachas are not brachas amitzvahs on Krishma. And this is the lashon of the Beseisav Elo Birchas Hashvachim. The Birchas Hashvach. Ugedoyle Mizu, says the Beseisav, and even more than that, Matzosi LaRashva B'tshuva. I found the Rashva B'tshuva which says, Hoyakoyer B'Torah Begez Man Mikra. On the mission in brachas, somebody's learning. And it comes to the Zman of Krishma, in Kivan Libayotso. Says the Rashba, Mistova, the Chayzuim Abrochas Bifnei Atzmon. I'll say the Brochas on their own, like the Shulchan Aruch also said in Simon Samer. Even though, Be'etzem, I'm not saying Krishma now. Shabrochas, Leiniskon al Krishma. Teda, Sharainim Abroch al Krishma. And then he brings Orechis Chaim, and the same thing. Another Mishnah Brachah says, if somebody's a Balkeri, and he went to Tovu, im yochel lalus, if he can get up quickly and dress himself and say Krishna before Netzachamo, yale v'iskase v'yikra, quickly dress yourself and say Krishna. There's no time for brachas. And then he would say the brachas again. Again, so you see from there that the brachas are not connected to Krishna. Mitzad sheni, we have in Simon Reish Gamates, that's the Simon of Krishna Lamita. So it was a mitzvah drabonon, before one goes to sleep, to say Krishna Alamita. Says the Ramah, because says the Ramah, why do we not make a bracha? Asher kedishonu b'mitzvus v'tzivonu al mitzvas Krishma, Krishma l'mito. Says the Ramah, im avarchim al Krishma sha'al mitosui. Why? And so it says that the Aloch explains, even though it is a mitzvah, the Gemara says mitzvah l'kreis sha'al mitosui, ein ze b'chlal mitzvah rabbonon. It's not a proper mitzvah rabbonon she'ishayich l'varach aleha. Aval. So we say Krishma l'mito doesn't require a bracha. But Krishma brings the Be'alocha Krishma B'Shacha. I've got these brachas. I've got the brachas beforehand. And those brachas work. Ki'ilu mavorach shekedishonu b'mitzvahis v'tzivonu l'Krishma. So we have a little bit of a contradiction here. On one hand, we've got all the Rishonim who say that the brachas can be said without Krishma, after this man Krishma. So their brachas are shvachim. They're not on the mitzvah Krishma. And here we find that Krishma l'mitzvah doesn't have a bracha, because it's not a proper mitzvah. Krishna d'oraisa, the brachas which we say, do act as birchas ha-mitzvahs. So, yeah, how does this all fit in? So, there's a Mishnah in brachas, which says, the Mishnah in brachas says, that, bein aprokim, you're allowed to greet somebody, Mipnei ha-covered or Mipnei ha-yira. And that the Rambam brings it down in Hilchas Krishma as well. Perek Beis, Hilchas Krishma. It says the Rambam, Halacha Yud Zayin. Elein ben aprokim. Ben brocha rishoino leshnio. Between Yotze Oyer and Avarabo. Ben shnio leshma. So between the second bracha and the Oyev Am Yisrael Be'avo, yes, that is also considered a Bein Aprokim, Ishma, and you can greet somebody which is Bein Aprokim, yes, yeah, says that, so then if it's Bein Aprokim, you can greet somebody, Mishu Chayev Lechvoidoi, somebody meets his father or his Rebbe, and you can return a greeting to everybody. So this, what's going on here? If it's a birchas ha-mitzvah, how can you greet somebody? Mipnei ha-kovod, and return a greeting to everybody. So this sounds like that That's not a bracha on the mitzvah. So it's the case of Mishnah here, the same thing. The case of Mishnah says, and he brings Rabbeinu Menoyach. Avagav the aim of seeking, you normally can't make a hefsek between a bracha and the thing and the mitzvah. Again, because you're not making the bracha on Alikri Shema, we're not machbid so much. Okay, but the Lamaisa, this is a Mefurisha Mishnah Lachara, and nobody Lachara is arguing on that. But Lamaisa, when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, there's a big machlikas rishonim, whether you answer Amen after the bracha, when you hear the Shilach Tzibah say the bracha, Abriches Am Yisrael, Ba'ava, do you answer Amen? The Shulchan Aruch holds, and the Chama holds, that you should not answer, you should not answer, Milayana Amen, Macham says, do not answer Amen, Achasim Abriches Am Yisrael, Ba'ava, Mishum Da'ava Hefzik. It's a hefzik. Don't answer Amen. It's a hefzik between the Baruch of Krishna and the mitzvah. And he brings Ein Lekamon, Simon Samech Aleph, and he quotes the Ramah. And there the Ramah says, the minigri was always to say, anybody who says, if you don't be chidus, you say Kel Melech Nemon. It's Mashlim, the Ramach 258 of the limbs of the person. And it's Bimkoim Omein. And he says that when don't be chidus. If you don't be tzibul, don't say Kel Melech Nemon. Rak Yoma Omein Achar Ashliach Tzibur Kishimasaim Habrocha V'chei Noigim. That's the minute to answer Omein. V'nochein hu. And it's right to answer Omein. So we have a big machlekes, Mechaba and Ramah. Should you answer Omein after Abrecha Bar Yisrael Ba'ava? The Mechaba says don't answer because it's a hepsik. And the Ramah says, you should answer, l'chein nochein. L'chor, this is the machlekes. Is it a berchas ha-mitzvah? Or is it not berchas ha-mitzvah? According to the machab, the whole, it's a berchas ha-mitzvah. And therefore, you shouldn't be answering Amen. According to the Ramah, it's not a berchas ha-mitzvah, so it doesn't matter. You can answer Amen, and you should answer Amen. Okay, l'maisa. The Mishnah himself, the Paskins, best Eitzer is to finish together with the Shliach Tzibah to avoid the Shaila. And then you say, then you don't have a Chiyuv to answer Amen. But if for some reason you've gone ahead of the Shliach Tzibah and you finish Berchas, Abrecham Yisrael Ba'ava, then you do answer Amen. That's the Psak of the Ramah. And in the Loshana is, in some way, he says, Roi Vachroinim, he says, Shtaka Psak, he says, the Ramah this brings, the Loshan is like this. V'ayim v'achroinim, shetiku kulom estivar ha-Ramah ledina. All the achroinim bring the Ramah. If you finished, abrich v'amisra ba'ava, yesh lanis omen, you should answer omen after the shleich tzibah. But l'chatchila, you should finish together with the shleich tzibah. Now, the interesting thing is, but it's a big machlok tzrushenim, the Rambam in Hilchus Brochus, Perek, very interesting Rambam. Yeah, actually, so the Rambam is like this. Perek Aleph Hilchos Brachos Halacha Yud Zayin. Kol oyla omein acha brichosov hareze megunah. Don't answer Amen after your own brachas. But if it's a set of brachas, then you do answer Amen after your own brachas. Like we all do, the only one we do is, after B'ina Barachma of Yushalayim Amen, it's a set of three brachas, we answer Amen after our own bracha. And the Rambam holds you do after Shema Amo Yisrael Ra'ad as well, because it's a set of brachas, and we answer Amen there. So asks the Rambam, V'loma loyane Amen acha avasoylon. The Rambam, he said, the Nusach Avasoylam, Marev, Shachris, he said Avasoylam perhaps as well. Why do we not answer Omen after Avasoylam? Replaces Soif, Brochis Rishonis. Why do we not answer Omen after Abrecham Am Yisrael Be'ava? It's the end of the set of Brochis before Krishma. V'chein kol k'yotze v'mivorchis v'vorchon etchila ledova. Answers the Rambam. Lo yafsik ba'omein. Bein Omen, bein Brochis, sorry. So the Rambam answers, it's a hefsek. So this is like the Mechaba. We don't answer Amen after Abrecham Am Yisrael Ba'ava. because it's a hefsek between the brocha and the mitzvah. So we have a big machlikas rishonim. The Rambam on one hand holds, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch we hold as a brichas ha-mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Yonah as well, the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Yonah as a brichas ha-mitzvah. And on the other hand, we've got the Rosh holds that it's not brichas ha-mitzvah. Very interesting, the Rosh. The Loshon of the Rosh writes like this. He says, by Yot comes the Yotze Oyer and Arvis, he says one should say it with the Shlech Tzibah Benachas. In those days, the Shlech Tzibah said everything loud. From Borcha onwards, it was everything loud. He said, why do we not be Yotze from him? So he says, Ein Odom Yochei Lechavein Todim HaShlech Tzibah B'Shzika. We're not good concentrators. V'gamim hoi mechaven edivrei Hashir Shlech Tzibah B'Shzika. U'be'emtza Borcha hipoine libel edvar macherim harehifsit hakavona, because he was mafsik in the middle. But when you say it, avokisha adam kaira befiv, avim kaira miktsos, vole kavona yotso. You say it yourself, even if your mind drifts off in the middle, nishkefelach, because I've said it. If I have to be yotso and somebody else, and my mind goes off in the middle, then I've lost it. So I say it myself, says the Rosh. Ukshani magia le seifa brocha, ani memai le sai lanis omein acha birchas achazen. The Rosh holds, I do answer omein. And that's the Ramah. So the Ramah is going with the Rosh, I do answer omein. And the Shulchan Aruch is going with the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rambam. At least these three Rishonim will hold that you don't answer omein because it's a hefsek. So let's sum up what we've said till now. On one hand, we've brought loads of proofs that you can say the Birchas Krishma without Shema. That means it's definitely Birchas Hashvach. What was the Raya? The Raya is we can say after the Zman of Shema, Raya number one. Raya number two, you can say even when you're not saying Shema. I'm not saying Shema. I can still say the Brachas. I've said Shema already. Now I'm just saying Brachas. I can just say the Brachas, because they're not literally connected to the Shema that can be saying they can be said on their own as well. That's l'chora clear, and everybody holds that. And the set, on the other hand, we brought a raya that Krishma al Hamito doesn't need a brach, it's not a proper mitzvah. But Krishma in the morning has brachas. So that's also clear, that Krishma in the mitzvah doesn't need a bracha, Krishma in the morning needs a bracha. And those brachas are sort of acting instead of Birchas HaMitzvah or like Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the machlekes now. The third nekudism is the machlekes. Those brachas are definitely Birchas HaShvach, but Shema normally needs a bracha. Do we say they're acting as Birchas HaMitzvahs as well? Or do we, that's according to the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, and who was the first sheet of Rambam, they all say you cannot be mafsik, they're acting as Birchas HaMitzvahs as well. Or they're not acting as Birchas HaMitzvahs, but since these brachas, the Chachomim put there in place to say it there, therefore we don't need any other Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a substitute for Birchas HaMitzvah, but it's not a din of Birchas HaMitzvah. So it comes out like this. Everybody holds that the Birchas HaShvach. Yeah, everyone holds that the Birchas HaShvach means these brachas can be said without Shema. Everybody holds mitzvahs, including Krishma, needs brachas. The question is, since the Chachomim were masakan that these brachas come in the Seder of Krishma, do they do a double job? Are they Birchas HaShvach and Birchas HaMitzvahs as well? And therefore, that's why you cannot be mafsik between the omein, between Abuicha Misrabava and the omein. Or do we say, no, the Birchas HaShvach and only Birchas HaShvach. And why did Achav not make a bracha on that mitzvah? Because we have these brachas there in the Seder of the Tefillah, in that place. So therefore the Chachomim sort of didn't find it, sort of, they do the place of a Birchas HaMitzvah, even though they're not a Birchas HaMitzvah. But Kelo, as long as there's a bracha there, that is enough. That is enough for the Chachomim not to make their own bracha. The question is only, one important question is this, and that's a very important question. So we have a lot of Rishonim who hold, we call it that these brachas have a double job. on one hand, they say that tefillah berachas Hashem from the sitting loud, and according to the Rambam, Rambam says don't answer Amen. Rabbeinu Yonah says don't answer Amen. The Rambam in Bichna Brachas says don't answer Amen. They're berachas hamitzvos. If they're berachas hamitzvos, how can it be the Mishnah in Brachas says that if you find somebody greets you, if somebody greets you, you greet everybody back, and if it's your father or your rebbe coming in, then you greet him b'nei shalom. Any berachas hamitzvah, you're not allowed to greet. And if you greeted somebody between the mitzvah, you have to make a new bracha. So what's going on? And this is a mefurish mishnah which everybody holds, that bein aprokim shoyl mipnei kovod umeishu shalom kol adam. And one of the bein aprokim is between bracha shniyah and shema. So how does that fit in with these, with the rishonim of the Rambam and the Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda who holds his berachas hamitzvahs? So here, Rabbi David Pavarsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Sefer Yeshuas David, says a very nice hesper like this. And he says, the reason why, when you talk between a brocha, you've lost the brocha, and you have to make a new brocha, is because the brocha is a brocha lavatola. If I said, and then I spoke to somebody, so the brocha is brocha, finished, so you've lost the brocha. You lost the brocha, you have to make a new brocha. Here, because we said these brachas have a double point to them. They're both birchas hashvach, and they're also birchas hamitzvahs. So even if I talk between Abayich v'Amisra Bava, let's say it's a birchas hamitzvah as well, according to the Rambam, and the Rabbi Noin, it's a birchas hamitzvah as well. But even if I talked, the bracha is not a bracha levatola. Why? Because these are also birchas hashvach. You can say them without Krishna as well. So because the bracha, even if it loses its head, it's not a birchas hamitzvah, it's a birchas hashvach. And that's birchas hashvach, it remains as a birchas hashvach. So therefore, it's not lost as a bracha. And therefore, it doesn't move. And since it's not a bracha levatola, it can act as a bracha on the krishma, even though you've spoken as well. If so, he says, okay, so what's the difference? Why can you greet somebody? And why do you not say Amen? So he says, that is chilukim already. Since Be'etzim it's a berachas hamitzvah, what is absolutely necessary, you have to do. The Amen, don't say that, because they have sick. Greeting, vice versa, is very important. Greeting is very important. Greeting those days, the Gemara said, if you didn't greet somebody, nowadays we don't greet anybody, so we don't have that locha of greeting in the middle of Krishna, every year or that. But in the times of the Gemara, greeting was a very important thing. So not to return a greeting, yeah, Gemara even calls it gzela. If somebody greets you and you don't return a greeting, it could be called a gozel if you don't give shalom l'reihu. So that's why the Mishnah says that bein aprokim, you're allowed to greet somebody, you should return a greeting, and it's not considered a hepsik, because even if you greet somebody, the bracha still has what has Hashem bracha, what to be chalom, because the bracha is still a birchas hashvach, even though it's not bracha levatola. So once it's not bracha levatola, it can act as a birchas hamitzvah as well. Mashein came other birchas hamitzvahs. If you spoke, you've lost the bracha, the bracha levatola, and then you would have to make a new bracha. And this, some things you can answer, but some things the maisa, you can't answer. So the maisa, let's sum up halacha la maisa. The maisa we just said, we have a machlokes rishonim. Lekulei alma, to sum up, we're saying lekulei alma, these brachas are not necessarily connected to Krishna. It's now machlokes rishonim as well. Do they act as a birchas hamitzvah as well? According to the Rambam and the Rambam, they act as birchas hamitzvah as well. So therefore, don't answer Amen. Don't answer Amen. And according to the Rosh and the Rabban, is not a very shtar. He says he shouldn't answer Amen. I'm not sure if the Rambam says, if you did answer, Amen, it doesn't matter, because it's the bracha, still not bracha levatola. To check up if that fits in the Rambam. And according to the Maisa, according to the Rosh, according to the other Rishonim, it's only a birchas hashvach, it's not a birchas hamitzvah. And therefore the Rosh says, I did answer Amen. And you should answer Amen. So why is there no bracha on this mitzvah? Because there's no need to make a bracha on the mitzvah, because there's a bracha anyhow, which is part of the Seidat Tfila, it's not necessary to make a bracha of the mitzvah, so it doesn't have a bracha of the mitzvah. And the Maisa is very interesting. I come, there's so many Rishonim who hold it is a bracha of the mitzvah. We mentioned the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Yonah, but nevertheless, there are more paskins, both in Simen in Simen Nuntes and in Simen Nunalef. Hidaka says that you should answer the bracha of Omer of the Abaycha Misrael Ba'ava, and he says very stark, says v'chein noigim v'nochainu, and it's right. And the Mishibura Taka says lechatzchela you should try and finish together with the shlich tzibur and then you won't have to answer Omer. Another etzah, if somebody did finish before the Shlech Tzibah, you can start Shema Yisrael a bit earlier as well. Yeah, in order to avoid the world. But if Lemaisa, you finished, HaBoich HaMam Yisrael Ba'ava, and you hear the Shlech Tzibah answering, HaBoich HaMam Yisrael Ba'ava, you do answer
so on just it. Just one thing to clarify, you've got Machlokes Machava with the remote.
Yeah.
Normally the case always passing to the remote.
Yeah.
Here
we do. No, that's the remote.
No, because Machava says that
you... Machava says don't answer.
No.
Yeah.
We don't answer.
We do. We do. We do. We do. We do. If you finish, before, then, you would answer.
You give an eitzah.
These are eitzahs. These are.
Why do we need that eitzah? If you're pulling past me in a ball, why do we need that eitzah?
Lechatchila yisatu. It's just lechatchila. But meikar adin, we're past.
Finish earlier. You should answer.
Yeah, you should answer. Amen.
Okay.
Yeah. So it means meikar adin we're past. It's not birch. It's not birchas hamitzvah. It's only birchas hashvach. Yeah. There's just another shita there's another shita. How long can you say this other side point? How long can you say Birchas Krishma? So the Mechaber is very strict, and the Mechaber says if you miss the Zman Tefillah, then you can daven Shmin Esther, but you can't say Birchas Krishma after Shor Dalad. If you miss Shor Lekora, you should not say it. And the Loshon of the Mishmar is that once if in Birich have a bracha levatola. To say Birchas Krishma, say Shmoy Nesra, you can daven Shlei Bismanos. There's two things. There's Tefillah Bismano, Tefillah Shlei Bismano. But Birchas Krishma, after this month Tefillah, you've lost the bracha, it's bracha levatola. I'm Bialocha. The Bialocha does say that Taka Roi Vachorin Paskan Taka like the Shulchan Aruch. But there's one Shita who holds that B'dieved, you can say Birchas Hashachah Til Chatzois. And Mishmurin says, Bialocha writes, Efshe, if I had an oinus, you couldn't say the brochas for Dalit Shois, you can say them until Chatzois. So there is a possibility, if somebody was an oinus, it's possible you can say the brochas till Dalit Shois, because he found somebody who says, the minig is the lokal benen, shall have the brochas. And the shittas of Rambam is, so I'm going over the time, 1 minute, the shittas of Rambam is, the Rambam holds, there's no limit for the time of Birchas Krishma. Because the Rambam holds, the Krishma is like Limud HaTorah, so just like in the midst of Krishma, there's two mitzvahs Krishma and Torah, so I've missed the brochas on Krishma, even though they're very interesting. The Rambam is the one who holds, it is a Birchas HaMitzvah. But it's a Birchas HaMitzvah on Krishma, and it's also Birchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah. It's also Birchas HaMitzvah of the life of learning. So the Rambam holds, you can say the brachas the whole day. So that's why, at least we lie around the Rambam, that if it's possible, or oinus, you can say them till Chatzot.
So what would you do? You'd go straight to Shema. So far the barcode. So far the barcode. Well, there's no barcode because you're not with a million. What would have you done with
the sound? Kill
Melech. Yeah. It's the same thing.
On Sunday,
I think it's inside.